Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
It is live and local now. It is Friday. Last Friday I was gone. So was Rico Aller. We're both back. Rico, of course, our favorite refugee from the People's Republic of California. He has seen the light. He has moved much of his financial empire from the People's Republic of California, and he's moved it to Carson City. Dry supply. Stop by, see him and his family. They're great people. And he joins us. Good morning, Rico.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm good. Are you up in the mountains somewhere where you got cell service?
I am. I'm actually down. I got cell service, but I'm actually down on the creek, and I'm looking up at the mountain covered with poppies and lupin.
Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
It's beautiful.
Let me ask you, a lot of people talking about what's going on in D.C. Are we going to be going to war? Are we going to do military action in Syria before the weekend is out? First of all, should we be getting involved in Syria at all?
Boy, it's a, you know, if there isn't a pressing national interest, or it's in our interest to do so, it's got to be really an extraordinary circumstance.
What about a country gassing its own people?
That's kind of an extraordinary circumstance. Yeah, I'm torn on this question, but I think we probably are going to have to take some action, and hopefully it will have the desired effect and none of the undesirable ones. There's always the concern, you know, Russian retaliation of some kind, but you know, Russia is in large part a straw dog. They're not the powerhouse that they once were, and our military is probably 5 or 10 times the strength of theirs in terms of our capacity. What we can get done, and you know, if they feel that we will respond to their response, they probably won't.
Let me ask you though, because one of the questions that's being asked is, should we get into it on our own unilaterally, or should we make sure that any action we take is done in a multilateral way with Great Britain, with France, maybe with Germany? Should we go it alone, or should we make sure we got partners?
Well, I think that's where the line is. If you're going to take action that's independent of all the other nations, it needs to be based on your own personal national self-interest. This is not a national self-interest issue. This is an issue of humanitarian issue. It's an issue of a rogue regime that is just ruthless and horrible. It needs to be stopped. But the chance of that regime expanding into other parts of the Middle East, I don't think is that great. So I do think we need the help of other nations, and I think the French, the English, the Germans, and some other nations should join us.
Germany has already said they will not participate in any military activity. I guess Angela Merkel still ticked off that that we hacked her phone a couple of 5 years ago. Oh well.
I had not heard that, and Angela Merkel needs a quick whining.
I love that. Let me just ask you though. There's so much going on in Washington D.C. Paul Ryan has announced he's stepping down, and he wants to stay till January. All these guys want to stay across a year line. I don't know if that means their pension's bigger or what, but he wants to stay until January. Should he go now?
Well, I wish he would, but that's not the reason. That's not the reason these guys stay. They're staying because they want to have an impact on who replaces them. They want the machine, you know, the political machine that they have power over to control who follows them in that seat. Because listen, everyone lives on after being out of power. They all live on, and they have their own little fiefdom. And he wants to protect that and make sure that his future is bright in terms of economics and probably in terms of other kinds of power.
I want to ask you though about his legacy, because there are a lot of people that love Paul Ryan, think he's been a unifying force, blah 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 blah. But yet you talk to the Freedom Caucus people and others in the House of Representatives, and they say the guy has been bad for unity. What do you think the legacy of Paul Ryan, when the historians ultimately write this thing, what will it be?
Well, better informed and smarter people than I will make those decisions, and people who are less informed and stupider than I am will also make those decisions. It's not in my power to come up with what they will write. I think that Paul Ryan was a really great man, you know, 15 years ago, and has slowly been co-opted by the establishment in a way that we've all seen so many times. It's kind of heart-wrenching. But I can tell you, in comparison to Mitch McConnell, he is he's a saint, and I'd rather see Mitch McConnell go than Paul Ryan.
Well, and we might well see him do that. There might be a challenge.
We can pray for that. You know, we can pray, we can wish, we can do. It's all in our power. But I think he's just a snake. I just can't stand that guy.
Well, let me ask you because I was talking with Tim Phillips. He was sitting in the studio, the president of Americans for Prosperity. I had him in for three quarters of an hour, and one of the things I asked him, the approval rating of Congress is down below the president's, and nobody on either side likes what's going on in Congress. And the question was, how do we fix it? How do we as a country fix it?
Kevin, let me tell you something that most of your listeners won't know. Over the last 80 years, that has been the case. The case has been that Congress is disliked and disrespected. Everyone hates Congress, but loves their Congress member, whomever that might be. And backing up a little bit in your question, regarding the president's approval ratings, you know, they have gone up by like 8 points since the raid on Cohen's office, his personal attorney. And that is a remarkable statistic. It tells me that the people are kind of getting a grip on the fact that Mueller is a partisan hack who's on a witch hunt.
Let me just ask you about that. There are people that, but in fact, there have been people advising the president that he should essentially retroactively declare some sort of attorney-client privilege or presidential privilege, whatever it might be, to negate all of the interviews that Robert Mueller has done. Is that possible? I'm not a legal guy, and I know you're not either.
I'll give you a better solution. This is what I would suggest to the president, and he's not going to listen to me, but if I had his ear, what I would tell him is I would do what other presidents have done, and I would pardon every single person that's under investigation right now, every single one of them. And every time Mueller focuses on another person, pardon that person too. And just eliminate this. That would end the case. The talking heads saying that the president is discussing firing Mueller is nonsense. I don't believe if that happened, I would be so shocked I mean, that would be like the sun rising in the west and setting in the east. I do not believe for a second that is going to happen. But what he should do is simply pardon. He should pardon Flynn. He should pardon Cohen. He should pardon everyone that's been a focus of this investigation, unless he knows personally that they are really guilty of some criminal act. He should pardon them. And that would put a stop to this, you know, because, you know, we've been relying on the ultimate goodness and honor of the justice system. We've always believed that in the end, the truth will out, the bad guys will lose, and the good guys will win. Well, that's not the world we're in anymore. We're in a world where partisan hacks are controlling. The Democrat Party is controlling. Progressive socialists are controlling our government. So the gloves should come off, and that's what I believe you should do.
Here is Nancy Pelosi from her news conference yesterday. Here is her thoughts on, well, maybe some of your thoughts. Here it is.
So three things that could happen. The president could let the investigation proceed, which Republicans in the Senate, at least, are encouraging him to do. We haven't seen too much of that in the House. Secondly, he could fire Mueller, or third, Rosenstein. I think they are synonymous. They are the same thing. The firing of Rosenstein should be viewed by the public as the curtailing of the investigation, effectively firing Mueller to do the job he's there to do. It would be a constitutional question. Right now, well, as you probably are aware, since Christmas, we have been prepared for the president taking such an action, hoping that he would not, but prepared if he did. And we have hundreds of legal authorities, experts, judges, U.S. attorneys, academic experts on the subject of our Constitution standing ready to speak out should the president do that. As you may know, 800 events are planned around the country by some of the outside groups should the president do that. But let's hope that that gives us some leverage to say to the president, you might want to think once, hopefully twice, about doing this. But it would be a constitutional crisis. We'd take it one step at a time.
Let me just ask you, where are our 800 events ready to be unfurled if the president does some of this stuff? She says there are 800 outside groups. Where are our 800 groups?
Well, you know what? Backing up, let me just say, first of all, they're not independent groups. If there were 800 of them, she knew about them. They're not independent. You know, it's like listening to a senile teenager talk, listening to Nancy Pelosi. She's such an idiot. It's not true that they're independent. There may be 8,000 of them ready to go, but they're all coordinated and it's part of a plan. It is not a constitutional crisis. If he does fire Mueller, their precedent has been set. The president is the head of the executive branch. It's not a constitutional crisis. It may be a crisis, but it'll be a political one, not a constitutional one. And firing Rothstein is the same thing, but to a lesser degree. However, pardoning people, the president has done, you know, hundreds of times in history, presidents have pardoned people, some of them legitimate, real criminals. In this case, that's what the president should do, and then let the chips fall where they may. You know, see what the next fight is, because it's not going to get any worse than it is now.
Wow. Rika Walla joining us, our resident refugee from the People's Republic of California. More with Rico coming up from Dry Supply in Carson City as we continue live and local now.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
Hi, I'm Amy Jones, and I am running for Assembly District 35. As a mother of three, I am very concerned about our failed educational system here in Southern Nevada. Every legislative session, we allocate more money to a broken system with no improvement. Our children are our most valuable resource. They deserve much better. As a real solution, I will push for school choice, which has proven to be successful in raising performance standards. We must fund educational savings accounts. As I fight for my children, I will fight for yours. Go to electamyjones.com. Paid for by Elect Amy Jones.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Rico Waller joining us, the owner of Dry Supply in beautiful Carson City. And by the way, am I assuming business has been good? Uh-oh. We're losing his cell phone. OMG. It's time for him to go to the top of the mountain. It looks like in the valley he's losing cell signal. That can happen from time to time. For those of you who don't know, we talk every Friday with Rico Waller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City. The way we found him, believe it or not, he was a California refugee from the People's Republic of California, and he moved much of his financial empire from the People's Republic of California to Carson City, and he's done very, very, very well. We're going to see if we can get him in a better cell site. One of the things I do want to talk to him about is the Mark Zuckerberg thing. Because the Mark Zuckerberg thing really disturbs me in that, on the one hand, he testifies for 2 days on Capitol Hill And one of the things he says is we provide a platform for all ideas. Yet, he ends up curtailing the ideas of Diamond and Silk. And that's flat out wrong. Catholic organizations, other conservative organizations, they get the short end of the stick. And that's what's so sad about this. That makes no sense at all. And the question I ask is, if indeed you're lying to Congress because you don't really provide a platform for all ideas, you provide a platform for the ideas that you support, and that's wrong. That's what I, and by the way, if we decide that you are going to be the arbiter and be able to say the Diamond and Silk can't be a part of this, that makes no sense at all. I just can't buy that. And that's what's so sad about it. In fact, let's go to cut one real quick, because that's Diamond and Silk. And he was on. They were on with Neil Cavuto. For those of you that don't know, this is the group. It's the Biological Sisters from North Carolina. And they started showing up at Trump rallies. And eventually Trump brought them up on the stage. Big hits. Big hits. People loved them. And they still love them. They've got like a million likes or something on Facebook. Yeah, it's just crazy. But this was Diamond and Silk yesterday with Neil Cavuto.
We were never taken down. Our page was still up. But algorithms was put in place where people wasn't our fans and followers that come and like our page was not receiving notifications.
Oh, I see.
It was not coming up in their news feed. And they was like, where have you all been?
Right.
You all are not coming up in our news feed. We've been back and forth with Facebook. Facebook has admitted to their error. They're going to have to correct it. And what's going to tell the story is when we do our Chit Chat Live show on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live, that's what's going to tell the tale if all of those algorithms are off of our page.
Do you think Mark Zuckerberg does have a bias against conservative sites, conservative participants?
I believe him and his platform does.
Yes,
yes we do.
Yes.
A lot of conservatives, listen, we've been getting complaints. We've been getting several complaints. Other platforms where they're being censored.
Yes.
Where their people can't see their content.
That's right.
And that's not fair.
And to even put a label against our brand as unsafe to the community, that is wrong, because that's now worldwide and it's hitting back here at home where we're supposed to be unsafe to the community. And it's been deemed as terrorists, like Diamond and Silk are terrorists.
And we're not terrorists. All we talk, we love our country. We love our president. You can say we two black chicks down with politics, but don't censor our page. Censor anybody's pages and get these algorithms off of conservative pages.
Yeah. God, I love them. In fact, they've been on the program before. And they're good. They're funny. Oh, God, they're funny. Stick around. We'll reconnect with Rico. And we'll talk about... No, Mark Zuckerberg and his performance. It was a performance. It was well coached. Okay? And we'll see what he thinks about that. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I was just on the phone with my brother, my younger brother. He's having a birthday today. Yeah. Yeah, one of those. Yeah, he's having a... And he's not the only one. He's not the only one having birthday. It seems like everybody's having their birthday on April 13th. All the people that are important to me are all having their birthday on April 13th. I don't know why that is, but they are.
By the way, guess what? We have caught up again with Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply. He's gone to the top of the mountain, so to speak, so he can join us cell phone enhanced, and he joins us. Are you in a better cell position, my friend?
I certainly am. I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
I felt like that commercial. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Isn't that the truth? Hey, the reason I wanted to get you back is I got to ask you about this Mark Zuckerberg testimony and the idea of who is the arbiter of what's positive and good. He testified many times over the 2 days about, what was he said? He said, our mission is to provide a platform for everyone, for every idea. Well, the fact is that apparently doesn't go for Diamond and Silk. It doesn't go for Catholic groups. It doesn't go for conservative groups. And I guess my question is, was he lying to Congress when he said, Facebook is out there to provide a platform for all ideas?
Yes. He was lying. Short answer, yes.
Wow.
Of course he doesn't mean that. He knows better. Now, backing up, let me say that neither should Facebook be completely open to every idea being expressed there. I mean, without any oversight, without anyone objecting to it. For example, if Al-Qaeda were on the Internet, on Facebook, using that as a device, of course police should be able to pursue them. If people are sponsoring hate crimes of any kind toward individuals, that should be something that can be. And when I say hate crimes, I'm not just talking about speech. I'm talking about groups that actually do physical things to harm people. There has to be some oversight of it to that extent.
But somebody that simply is espousing white nationalist propaganda, and not advocating violence, but just saying I don't believe. Or for instance, Mike Pompeo. Was questioned on Capitol Hill yesterday, and he was questioned about his view that homosexuality is a perverse lifestyle. Now, could that be interpreted as being hate speech or in some way homophobic and then we could ban Mike Pompeo?
You know, you're completely right. A person should be able to say, express their views on issues like that unfettered. If you say, and because I believe that, we should round up every homosexual in America and castrate them or kill them, that's a completely different thing. So the former is acceptable in my view, and the latter is not.
Let me just ask you, do you believe that we should have a conservative equivalent to Facebook? And unless you know of one, maybe I'm missing something, but I try and keep my ear to the ground on this thing. But we've got this group. He says they've got 15,000 to 20,000 people looking at content. But he doesn't know if they're all conservatives, if they're all liberals, or if there's a nice equal mix of, you know, liberals to conservatives. What should we do with trying to counterbalance Facebook?
Well, we're in a much more the entire internet phenomenon is much more mature today than it was 15 years ago. And what happened was at the very beginning, it was very young people who tend to be very liberal as well. You know, you have to live life a while to figure out that liberalism doesn't work. And consequently, that is the core of that organization. And those are the young people that came up within the Facebook organization, idiots like Zuckerberg, you know, who are just have no clue about real life, but they've invented this wonderful device for whatever reason that's become unbelievably exponentially grown and enormous in our world. Now that mature people are looking at this, grown-up conservatives, we should focus on creating something that perhaps focuses on our views. However, that doesn't mean on our conservative like-kind, you know, site like Facebook, that we ought tell those who have liberal views that they can't speak. We should not ever do that. But we will gravitate to the organizations that suit us, the same way the vast majority of Americans who are conservatives don't listen to MSNBC. They don't listen to CNN, NBC, ABC. They listen to Fox. They read Breitbart. They go to other sites to find their news and their commentary.
But the whole idea of trending stories and things like that, we're not going to get that from Google. We're not going to get that from liberal Facebook. Is there a place we can go?
Not that I know of. I'm sorry. Maybe are you setting me up? Do you have an answer? Because if you do, tell me. Because I'd like to go there too.
No, I don't. And that's the problem, that the liberals have their platforms, but we don't have our platform, unless you call Drudge or, as you say, Breitbart, a platform. Yeah, but it's not the same way that Facebook is.
Well, because Facebook is viewed, and Twitter and others are viewed as so mainstream, even though they're not at all mainstream, they're very left-wing. You know what? I think this problem will solve itself, Kevin. I think that freedom does win in the end. And I think that people will find ways and other venues through which to express themselves that are like-minded. And I'm glad you bring it up, because now I'm going to talk to my boys and my daughter and see what they can find for me.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I want to ask you, we are like 2 months away from Election Day, and a lot of people, and that's primary Election Day, and a lot of people are gearing up for this final sprint to at least the primary finish line. Obviously, the ultimate goal is to win in November. Can you talk a little bit about your perspective? I know you keep your ear to the ground there in northern Nevada, and I'm dying to know what's going on out there. What are the big races? Where's the big competition?
Well, you know, I keep hearing this. I keep listening to the media talking about how horrible this election cycle is going to be for Republicans. And do you believe any of that?
I don't. Because I think conservatives and Republicans are going to be fired up, and I think Democrats, for the most part, are going to stay home. I don't think there's going to be a huge surge in the youth vote. I just don't buy it. It's never happened before. I don't think it's going to happen this time either.
I don't either. You know, I've mentioned this to you in the past, that I've done an awful lot of polling in my political life, a lot of polling, and I understand how it works, not only to find out facts. Usually polls that are really done to determine what's going on aren't published. You don't release those. You just do them for your own internal use and whatever purposes you have. The polls that you find that are released to motivate. For example, you could conduct 4 different polls on a single race, and because the margin of error is 4% or 6%, depending on the kind of poll you run, you're going to get different results. Furthermore, you can change the wording in each one of those 4 polls. And even though the basic message is the same, if you word it properly, you will get a different result on the margins. So, for example, instead of having a 6-point spread, it might make it a 12-point spread just by changing the wording. And which poll will they release? They will release the one that motivates voters to do what they want to have done. And I can't believe there isn't more discussion of that in the public square.
Wow. Rico, it is always good to visit with you. Everything good at Dry Supply?
Everything's good at Dry Supply. My kids are doing wonderfully. I'm so happy with them. And they're not kids. They're grown men and women. But, boy, they're doing a good job. And I'm really pleased with them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to take the time out that I'm taking now to build the family compound at the ranch.
I know. Hey, Rico, it's always good. If folks want to come and see your family in action, how do they do it? Where do they go?
They need to go to 5831 Highway 50 East, right there in Carson City. On the way out of Carson City, like you're heading to Dayton, we're right on the right, just across Deer Run Road, next door to United Rentals. And I'm telling you, the coffee will be on, and by golly, if it's not on, we'll put some on. And you can come there and visit me or any of the kids or all of us. We'd love to meet you.
That's great. Hey, listen, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
You betcha, Kevin. I'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. That's Rico Waller from High on Top the Mountain, where they get good cell service at his ranch. I just love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowwana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowwana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowwana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowwana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowwana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowwana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowwana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, reminded a photo op yesterday that he is continuing to drain the swamp. This is cut six. But I want you to hear the president bragging on draining the swamp. And the problem is that a lot of the people that were probably there were members of Congress. And he's what they're talking about. No. Those members of Congress are probably the very people he wants to drain the swamp with. Here was the president yesterday in the Rose Garden.
The fact is we don't care about the donors and the special interests. We only care about you and your family and really making America great again. That's what we care about. That's why we're here. From the day I took the oath of office, I've been fighting to drain the swamp. And sometimes it may not look like it, but believe me, we are draining the swamp. And there are a lot of unhappy people. You can see that every day. All you have to do is turn on the news. Every time you see me hit, you know that I'm draining the swamp.
Oh.
And people don't like it.
I love it. No, this is what people don't understand about the draining the swamp thing. They don't understand that this is about not just draining the swamp of Democrats, but it's draining the swamp of Republicans that don't share his America First attitude. They just don't. Well, they just don't get it. Now, the other major story, and we're still waiting. In fact, when Tim Phillips was on, he says, did anything happen? And I have to tell him, no, not yet. We're all waiting to see if there will be a military response by the U.S., by Great Britain, by France. Everything I'm hearing from Germany is they don't want any part of this. I want to go to cut seven because this is James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense and the House Armed Services Committee. And I want you to listen to him being questioned about, you know, what will end up prompting that military response. How will we know that there's a military response underway? This was General Mattis yesterday on Capitol Hill.
I don't want to get, as you'll understand, into the details of a potential decision by the commander-in-chief due to this latest attack, which is absolutely inexcusable. There have been a number of these attacks. In many cases, you know, we don't have troops. We're not engaged on the ground there. So I cannot tell you that we had evidence, even though we certainly had a lot of media and social media indicators that either chlorine or sarin were used. As far as our current situation, if, like last time, we decide we have to take military action in regard to this chemical weapons attack, then like last time, we will be reporting to Congress just as we did when we fired slightly over a year ago. As far as the counter-violent extremists, counter-ISIS.
So let me go back to this. So before taking any action, you would report to Congress as to the nature of what that action might be?
I will speak only to the fact that we will report to Congress. We'll keep open lines of communication. There will be notification to the leadership, of course, prior to the attack, but we'll give a full report to the Congress itself, probably as rapidly as possible. On the counter-violence...
And so let's just stick with this. I'd also then like to know, would you take action absent support from our allies? I know that the administration is engaged in talks with France and the UK. Would you seek to have them involved in any action we might take?
As you know, ma'am, Congresswoman, our
would that be a precondition?
Strategy is to engage by, with, and through allies in all things we do. I do not want to discuss the current situation because I owe confidentiality to our allies due to the sensitive nature of military operations and the need to keep those secret. But I think you'll find nothing inconsistent with your view in what we're doing without going into any details.
Yeah, that was James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense. They call it the SecDef in the military. That means the Secretary of Defense. No, and by the way, I feel I can sleep well knowing that James Mattis is counseling the president, even though sometimes the president may not take counsel very well. Now, the other member of the cabinet that was there was the director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, who is now the designee of the president for Secretary of State. Okay. And I want you to listen because this is what the left, or this is a tactic they use often. When you drag people up for confirmation hearings, and in this particular case, it involves the views of Mike Pompeo. The questioner is Cory Booker. Now, for those of you that don't know, he's a senator from New Jersey, and you can bet your bottom dollar he is running for president of the United States. There's no doubt in my mind. But listen to this. Pompeo wants to be the Secretary of State. He's not going to be the moral compass of America. He's looking to become Secretary of State. And this was about his views on gay marriage, where he calls it a homosexuality, a perversion, and a lifestyle. Now, you can call him misinformed. You can call him whatever you want, but he's entitled to his opinion. Cory Booker, though, doesn't quite agree with it.
You said in a speech that mourning an America that endorses perversion and calls it an alternative lifestyle, those are your words. Is being gay a perversion?
Senator, I, when I was a politician, I had a very clear view on whether it was appropriate for two same-sex persons to marry. I stand by that.
So you do not believe it's appropriate for two gay people to marry?
Senator, I continue to hold that view. It's the same view.
And so people in the State Department, I met some in Africa, that are married under your leadership. You do not believe that that should be allowed?
Senator, I believe it's the case. We have married gay couples at the CIA. You should know. I treated them with the exact same set of rights.
Do you believe that gay sex is a perversion? Yes or no?
Senator,
Gay sex is a perversion? Because it's what you said here,
Senator,
in one of your speeches. Yes or no? Do you believe gay sex is a perversion?
Senator, I'm going to give you the same answer I just gave you previously. My respect for every individual, regardless of their sexual orientation, is the same.
I will conclude by saying, sir, you're going to be Secretary of State of the United States at a time that we have an increase in hate speech and hate actions against Jewish Americans, Muslim Americans, Indian Americans. Hate acts are on the increase in our nation. You're going to be representing this country and their values abroad in nations where gay individuals are under untold persecution, untold violence. Your views do matter. You're going to be dealing with Muslim states and on Muslim issues. And I do not necessarily concur that you are performing the values of our nation when you believe that there are people in our country that are perverse, and where you think that you create different categories of Americans and their obligations when it comes to condemning of violence.
It's almost laughable that all of a sudden somebody that believes, and by the way, there are millions of Americans who do believe this, do believe as Mike Pompeo does, that homosexual acts are perverse. They do. I'm sorry, but they do. Regardless of how you feel about it or how I feel about it, they do. But does that amount to hate speech? What you heard from Mike Pompeo? I don't think it is. Sorry, but I don't think it's hate speech. It's a different opinion, for crying out loud. And I have a lot of friends that believe the opposite. Are they involved in hate speech of a different kind? Anyway, what do we do over the weekend? Well, we watch the Sunday shows. We keep track of what's going on in the media. We get ready to tell you if we're going to war or not. We do that, yeah, so that you can go to church, you can go to brunch, you can go play golf. Yeah, we do all of that. That's going to do it today. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the Golden Knights. Beat L.A. live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.